This Sunday will be a big night for HBO. 12-time Emmy winner Veep is coming back for its 6th season. Girls, the Lena Dunham creation, will air its series finale. And the apocalyptic drama The Leftovers begins its final season as well. Joining us now to talk about all this is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And I can't wait for the first show we're going to talk about, which is Veep, to come back. And we are heading into uncharted territory with this show. And by the way, this is a spoiler alert for people who are maybe a few seasons back. But Selena, turn off the radio. Okay, here we go.
No, don't turn it off. Just put your fingers in your ears.
Put your fingers in your ears. Selena Meyer is in this season, the new season, no longer in political office. Let's listen to a little bit of last season's finale where she's mulling this new reality after being president. Here's her senior strategist, Ken, played by Gary Cole, talking with Meyer about her legacy as president.
Ma'am, last night I ran a flash poll on presidential scholars. They have rated you the 43rd most effective president ever.
Out of how many?
44. You were right ahead of James Buchanan, who many feel caused the Civil War.
Kent, can you give a girl some warning next time before you jam it in the back door?
Data gives no warning, ma'am.
Eric, is the 6th season as great as every other season?
Can you hear that on NPR?
Yeah, I think we can.
You heard in that clip, like, all of the things that the show satirizes so well. So there's this, you know, satirization of the way political operatives talk, where they're so blandly talking about some of the most emotional stuff. And, you know, Selena Meyer is just so self-involved and profane and just, you know, she's all these awful things wrapped up in a comedian who's just amazingly compelling and really good at handling all these great lines. And Veep comes back and it's at the top of its game. Selena, of course, has been voted out of office. So she's an ex-president. She only serves for a year. And she's trying to cope with that reality. And, you know, she has, on the one hand, she's a pioneering female politician, because even though she served for a year, she was the first female president. But on the other hand, she has this almost boundless need for praise and prestige that we see in a certain person who occupies the Oval Office now. So, you know, it's a great satire of the attitudes of politicians and political operatives in a way that I think completely fits the moment we're in right now.
Well, and she had mentioned that Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who plays Selena Meyer, back at the Emmys, she said, you know, we never expected to be doing something that was so close to reality with V. But how do you think that the election of Trump impacted that show? Do you think that they looked at that and made some changes? I mean, I'm thinking about the show Homeland, where they went with a female president, and then, of course, Hillary Clinton lost. Maybe they were trying to be closer to reality, and they struck out. But what about Veep? Does it get changed by what's happened in Washington?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the showrunner of the series did a guest column for a trade publication. They had figured out sort of the general contours of the season before the election happened. And I think they lucked out in just deciding to go with a storyline where she would be out of the White House. And so there isn't this direct comparison between what's happening in the Trump White House and what's happening with Selena Meyer, because she doesn't have a press secretary that's going before, you know, the press every day. You know, she's not, you know, doing things as president that we can compare to the real life president. If she was still in the White House, it might pale in comparison. I mean, that it's sad to say that there's so much chaos in Washington right now that it's hard for a fictional TV show to do anything that's nearly as compelling on that score as what we're seeing in real life.
All right. Well, also coming this Sunday is the beginning of the end of The Leftovers. This is HBO's cryptic drama. It is opening its 3rd and final season. So, Eric, bring us up to speed on where we are with The Leftovers. Is this one worth binging to get caught up?
I could talk for the rest of the show about this show because it's so complicated. But basically, you got this premise where in the first season, 2% of the population vanished mysteriously, and it kind of freaked the rest of us out, right? So they've gone through a lot of different permutations. And as the 3rd season opens, many people are convinced that on the 7th anniversary of this disappearance, the world is going to end. And so some people, it's unhinged them, and it's made them travel to a certain spot where our lead, our characters are based. It's a very impressionistic series, and it's very much about how things feel as opposed to the logic of things. I think this is a hard show to start watching in its third season. This is its last season. So what I would advise people to binge watch and kind of catch up for when the show comes back, because it's a difficult show to follow even when you know the storylines from the past seasons.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks.
Always a pleasure.